Idea list. Stay safe. Satan is real, and when his temptations constantly surround you, keeping church standards can become difficult. One of the best ways to follow those standards is to not only resist temptation, but to completely avoid situations where you will be tempted. Although such situations may appear to be acceptable or harmless, they are inevitably a foot in the door for Satan's influence. Here are some practical ways to keep church standards, just some sensible behaviors that will help you keep away from temptation and out of trouble. Have a definite plan. If you have a well-thought-out plan for activities, it's less likely you will feel pressured into doing something you don't want to do at the last minute. When you hang out with your friends, don't pair off. The letter of the law says you shouldn't date before you are 16. You are much safer if you extend the spirit of that standard into your behavior in all your interactions with the opposite sex. If inappropriate sites on the internet are a temptation, be sure someone else is in the room when you're on the computer. Avoid being alone in a house or other secluded area with a member of the opposite sex who is not a family member. It is never appropriate to be alone in a bedroom with such a person. Give your parents the 4 W's: where you will be, who you will be with, what you will be doing, and when you will be home. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't go to parties where alcohol is served or where other inappropriate activities occur. When you're tired, your judgment becomes clouded. Talk to your parents and set a specific, reasonable time for a curfew. And never knowingly expose yourself to temptation of any kind, no matter how strong you think you are. Got any bright ideas? As a teenager, your life is changing all the time. What are some ways you deal with the big changes in your life? Send your ideas to Idea List, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please send your ideas by August 1st, 2001. End of article, Idea List. The Extra Smile.